Hello everyone, welcome to Noonday Prayer. Hope you all are having a blessed day. Before we get started, have a couple announcements. So our April calendar is coming to an end, on Tuesday. And so I'm just giving everyone a heads up. If you like the new Bible Challenge calendar, if you like the new Prayer of the Month for May, please message me and say, please put me on the list, because some people have already told me. And so I have a whole list created of people that I'm sending it out Tuesday and Wednesday. If you actually would just like the calendar, you can message me and say, hey, I just want the calendar. If you just don't want to ask me for the prayer will always be at the bottom of the Noonday Prayer. If you look at the Noonday Prayer today, you will see the list of things that we have prayed for this week. That will be on there every Saturday. If you would like that list sent to you, copy that I will send to you. I will send it to your email. I will send it to your home address. If you would like daily devotional sent to you weekly, please send me your address. It's free of charge. If you want anointing oil, holy oil, please send it. Send me your address. That's free as well. Even prayer cloth, those are free as well. Just let me know and I will send them out to you. If you would like the devotionals, and some people are like, I don't want to bother her, I'd just rather sign up. You can go into surrenderministries.info.org. If you click the link in my bio, it takes you to a list of things that I do a platform on. If you click that first link, that is surrenderministries.info.org. If you go on there, it's all the devotionals. I have just set myself up where I transferred a lot of the ones from last year to myself, so I'd be able to upload the rest of the 2023 devotionals on there. I even got the other ones before that. Like I always say, I've been writing for 4 years. The Holy Spirit gave me the scribe anointing. So I've been writing for 4 years. So I have 4 years of work that I got to put on there. But if you like to read those devotionals, they're free of charge. You just sign up and every day I update it, or you can get an email up sending you an updated devotional every day. It's just in your name and email address. I think that's all, but like I said, please send me your name and email address if you like the Bible Challenge and the Prayer of the Month. Let's get started with prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Thank you for life, health, and strength. Thank you for loving us and taking care of us. Most of all, we thank you for saving our soul. Father God, we ask you today to bless everyone that's on this prayer request. Bless everyone that's hearing the word. Bless everyone that's reading your word, Father God. Father God, we ask you to bless the people that are listening to this prayer today, Father God. Be with them. Give them favor. Father God, bless their finances. Bless them, Father God. Most of all, save their soul. Father God, save the people's soul that's on this prayer list, Father God. Father God, save my soul if my soul's not right. Father God, forgive each and every one of us for the sins that we've done knowing and unknowingly, Father God. Father God, we ask you right now to be with us as we go through the day, Father God. Help us to be better people. Help us to be compassionate and loving, Father God. Help us to be the people that you have called us to be, Father God. Father God, if there's anything in us that's stopping us from being the people that you have called us to be, Father God, remove it. If it's a person, if it's a thing, Father God, we ask you to remove it. Father God, we ask you to help us to strive for perfection, Father God, every day. Father God, no, we cannot be perfect. You know this, and we should know this. And Father God, those that don't know this, we cannot be perfect. So Father God, we ask you right now to help us to strive for perfection. Help us to deny our flesh. Help us to pick up our cross and follow you, Father God. Father God, that's your word, so that's the only way we can be disciples, to pick up our cross and follow you. Father God, sometimes our cross is heavy. So we ask you to pick it up for us, Father God. Father God, we ask you to continue to guide us and use us in the way you want to be used, Father God. Help us to say what the Holy Spirit wants us to say, Father God. Father God, help us to meet people that where we can save a soul, Father God. But most of all, Father God, help us to be walking in a way where we're not going to hell, that we're going to heaven. Father God, if it's anything that's causing us to go to hell, if it's the attention of our heart, if it's a rooted issue, Father God, we actually remove it. Father God, we rebuke the spirit of bitterness, malice, jealousy, anger, lust, perversion, disappointment, rejection. And we rebuke those things and send it back to the pits of hell, Father God. It has no attachment to us. Father God, we rebuke those spirits off of us. We rebuke the spirits off this land that's traveling so fast across this land, aggravation and confusion, Father God. And Father God, I speak peace to this land, Father God. I speak peace to the people that are listening, Father God. I speak peace to their lives, Father God. Father God, I ask you right now to watch over people that are in the hospital room sick, Father God. We rebuke the spirit of sickness and disease, Father God. We send it back to the pits of hell. Father God, I got a late night prayer request, and Father God, watch over this child named Bishop, Father God. Cover him from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet, Father God. They think he has pneumonia, Father God. Father God, I ask you to help him breathe, Father God. I ask you to remove that sickness off his body, Father God. I ask you to help him have perfect peace. Help him not to be in pain, Father God, and touch his family, Father God. Father God, I ask you to watch over this lady, I don't know her name, but Father God, they found she had a tumor, and they removed the tumor, and now she's having complications. So Father God, I ask you to touch her, Father God. I ask you to remove anything that's on her that's causing her to still be sick, Father God. Father God, I ask you to help the doctors to see what's going on with her, Father God. Father God, I ask you to watch over Brian. He said, I hate my life. Father God, I ask you to rebuke the spirit of suicide, Father God, off anybody, off Brian, Father God, the spirit of anxiety and depression in Jesus' name. Father God, I ask you to help Brian to be happy in his life, Father God, and maybe not happy but filled with joy, Father God. Let him seek you, Father God. Let him have to have this want to be with you, Father God, and not hate his life in a way that he hates it, where he wants to unalive himself. But Father God, help him to want to love you. Help him to want to love his life more. Father God, I ask you to watch over Leslie, Father God. She said, I'm feeling so much anger, Father God. Father God, I ask you to touch Leslie from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet, Father God. Father God, I ask you right now to help Leslie through whatever she's going through right now, Father God. Father God, I ask you to comfort her, Father God. I ask you to help her relieve this anger that's in her, Father God. It's so many people that's anger and is angry in this world, Father God. And Father God, we ask you to give them peace, Father God. Father God, I ask you to watch over Eric. He said, I have back issues. Father God, touch Eric, Father God. Touch his back, Father God. Cover him in your blood, Father God. Heal him, Father God. Anyone else that have back issues, anyone dealing with pain, Father God, remove it off them right now, Father God. Father God, we ask you to watch over Amy. She said, I'm losing my sight. Father God, just like the people in the Bible, you touched their sight, Father God. One man said, I see flourish trees, and you did it again. And then she was able to see. Father God, we ask you right now to touch her sight, Father God. Let her able to see, Father God. Let her believe in your touch, Father God. Let her believe in your miraculous healing, Father God. Let her have faith in you, Father God. Father God, not let her just have faith in you about this situation, but every situation, Father God. Father God, watch over Janalia. Jenaula. She's had bad allergies. Father God, I actually touch her that has bad allergies. Father God, I actually touch other people that's dealing with allergies and sinuses, Father God. Actually relieve them of that, Father God. Actually help them be able to breathe and the eyes not to water and have all this mat in it, Father God. I actually touch them right now. Father God, I ask you to touch Olivia. I ask you to touch her right now, Father God. She's dealing with stomach bug. We ask you to remove that off her right now. Father God, I ask you to touch her right now, Father God. Anyone else that's dealing with stomach bug right now, Father God, I ask you to give them peace. Anyone dealing with COVID, the measles, any other kind of sickness or disease, Father God, remove it off them right now. Father God, watch over Henderson. He said, I can't breathe. Father God, I ask you right now to touch Henderson. I ask you to help him breathe, Father God. Father God, if Henderson can't breathe, Father God, help someone to take him to the hospital, Father God. But Father God, you breathe life into him like you breathed in Adam, Father God. Father God, you remove anything that stopped him from breathing, Father God. Father God, we thank you for your healing touch. Father God, watch over the Cochran family. They say their father's dying, Father God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to touch him right now, Father God. Father God, if it's not his time, Father God, we ask you to heal his body. But Father God, if it is his time, Father God, I ask you to help be with his family, Father God. I ask you to give them peace right now. Father God, watch over Christopher. He said, I'm feeling lost. Father God, I ask you to touch him right now, Father God. Remove the spirit of confusion off him, Father God. Anyone else that's confused, Father God, I ask you to remove the spirit of confusion off them right now, Father God. Father God, I ask you to help them hear your voices and see what you're trying to say to them, Father God. Father God, I ask you to help them read his word, Father God. Let them get more understanding, Father God. Father God, I ask you to watch Tenella. Tenaal, she said, I'm losing my job. Father God, I ask you to touch her right now. Father God, I ask you to help her not to lose her job, but help her stay focused on her job. Father God, if there's anything she's doing, show her, hey, you need to be on time. Hey, you need to do this. All right, you need to do that. But Father God, if they're just being mean to her, Father God, or him, Father God, help them to find a better job, Father God. Father God, watch over people that's unemployed right now, Father God. Father God, watch over Kanyandraya. Keyondra. She said, my tonsils are swollen. Father God, I ask you to touch her right now from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet, Father God. Relieve the swelling that's going on in her throat, Father God. Help her to be able to get through it, Father God. Cover her in your blood, Father God, from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet, Father God. Father God, I ask you to continue to touch her right now, Father God, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Our prayer to the month is, Heavenly Father, I have victory in you. Please let me receive an abundance of grace and a gift of righteousness. I ask you to reign in my life, Lord. Let your word increase my life. Please bless me in all my increase, Lord. Please help me stand firm in you. I ask that you open my eyes to wondrous things out of your word. In the name of Jesus, I bind and rebuke ungodly forces operating against me. I ask you to baptize me with your holy fire. Lord, take every authority, every demon that is released against me in my family. Lord, I rest at night because of your peace resting in my life. I ask you right now, Lord, to break every and all generational spirits operating behind a curse in the name of Jesus. You have no legal right to operate in my life. I bind and blind any spirit in Jesus' name. I seal this prayer in the blood of Jesus, in Jesus' name. Amen. Remember to read Proverbs 27. Remember to pray for boldness, self-control, strength, wisdom and knowledge, discernment of spirit, and eyes and ears to be open. I'm not going to list the things that we have prayed for. List, it will be at the bottom if you need it. The list of things, like I say, every Saturday, they will be posted at the bottom. I pray you all have a blessed day. Remember, Jesus loves you. I love you too. Remember to like, subscribe, and follow on any platform. Remember to share with family member or friend. If you can, please share on social media. Thank you. Be blessed.